You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about Christian nationalism and the Pope's comments. We've got a lot of callers, Catholic callers. You know, there are shades of gray in everything, right? My grandparents were Catholic on my mom's side. Very, very devout Catholic. And, you know, you go to their church and they actually went to a Latin Mass church because, you know, the church has gotten worse in a lot of ways. It's gotten better in other ways, depending on how far you want to, you know, zoom out, I guess you could say. But I think really one of the big mistakes that humanity made, well, it was really just one guy, I guess, Martin Luther. Martin Luther seems like he didn't know that an entirely different church existed because he was raging against the Catholic Church, which had total, you know, monopolistic power over all of Europe at the time, more or less, the Holy Roman Empire. And they were completely and utterly and totally corrupt to just absurd degrees. I mean, you read some of the accounts of Renaissance popes just having orgies with just multiple members of the same family. I mean, it was just awful. It was horrible. And so, you know, Luther saw that and was against it and wrote his thesis where he, you know, raged against the Catholic Church and inspired a bunch of people to cast off the, you know, false authority of the church. But that really just paved the way for complete chaos in the church when, in reality, there has been a entirely different church, which has not suffered under the same corruption as the Catholic Church because it didn't have the centralization of the Catholic Church. It's always been very decentralized, and most of the different dioceses are totally independent. That's the Orthodox Church. And the Orthodox Church was the church until the early 11th century, the you know, 1000s is when the Great Schism happened. Prior to that, it was all Orthodox. It wasn't all Catholic. It was all Orthodox. So, you know, when Constantine formed the church, or when Constantine converted to Christianity and took the whole Roman Empire along with him, that was in the 300s. So you had 700 years where it was still a unified Orthodox church before the Catholic Schism happened, where one bishop decided he was actually in charge instead of the Council of Bishops coming to a singular agreement. So that was the big schism. That's what they call it. They call it the Big Schism, the Great Schism in 1045 or something, 1094, something like that. But Robin, I want you to finish up your thought there. We got caught out by the commercial break there. But go ahead and finish your thoughts, Robin from North Carolina.
That's okay. Thank you. That is a good mini history of the complexities of the...
It's a very complex topic.
Evil rulership that has come through.
Yeah.
And by the way, Constantine was a worshiper of Mithra.
Mm-hmm.
He never was a Christian. He worshiped the sun god. But I was mentioning about Tom Horn's book, Petrus Romanus. The Vatican is into everything, especially science and control. They have a telescope in the desert. And the Indians are not real happy about the mountain heat. They have the telescope on. But they even are so in our faces with things that when they are exploring deep space for visitors headed to Earth, because remember, the Pope said he's willing to baptize aliens that come from outer space.
Mm-hmm.
I know it all sounds like weird, but it's real. The device that they use to explore deep space is actually named the Lucifer device.
Yep. The Lightbringer.
Yeah.
The Catholic Church is all sorts of messed up. Although, you know, here's a fun piece of trivia. The first thing human beings ever did on an extraplanetary body was took communion. They took consecrated you know, bread and wine up, and the first thing that happened once the moon lander landed was they performed communion, which is pretty incredible thing. We'll be right back.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
That's right, folks. The schism, where it all began. Welcome back. We're taking your phone calls. I asked people to call in about, in reaction to, claims the Pope is making. Because, again, it's not even about whether Catholics control the world or Catholics themselves are controlled by the Jews or whether the Pope is an agent of Satan or anything like that. It's more about representing how far these organizations and these associations have fallen from their intended purposes, and especially the way the church in modern days, whether it's Catholic Church or the Lutheran, Protestant different divisions, they seem to be perfectly willing to cast aside their ancient and divinely inspired rules in favor of whatever the current popular attitude is, which is the reason why the church is failing. And it's the reason why people are trying to, claw back some semblance of Christianity in this country, because even the churches themselves are bending to the political will of people who aren't Christian and actually despise Christians pretty openly. So it's pretty sick. Roberto in California says he's Catholic, but there was an infiltration that took place. Thanks for calling in, Roberto. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, as a matter of fact, there's a book written by Dr. Taylor Marshall about that called Infiltration. And how that happened with I think it was that guy that wrote Rule for Radicals.
Linsky?
Yeah, he was a little bit involved with that, too.
Hmm. Yeah. So this you're saying it was infiltrated very recently?
In the 1960s, during the right before the second – well, it's been being infiltrated since the beginning by the devil, right? But the 1960s when they really took off after Vatican II, where they changed the whole mass to make it more Protestant.
Right.
Stripped
away the Latin mass and did a whole bunch of stuff that made things a heck of a lot worse, it seems.
Yep. And, Dr. Taylor Marshall, that guy would be a really good interview if really want to get down to the nitty gritty, because he knows a lot more than me. I just listen to the book on Audible.
Interesting. Well, I'm getting a lot of book recommendations today. I'll have to do my research. Thank you for that call, Roberto. I want to see if there's some more people. We're talking about the Pope. Let's go to Joe in Delaware, who wants to talk about the Pope, church, and gun laws. Thanks for calling in, Joe. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison?
Good, thank you.
Well, being the Pope doesn't exempt you from going nuts.
I guess not.
Not at all. Or being sold out.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much, I think, the administrative state is trying to take over. And using, globalism and globalists. And I think the church is fully bought into the administrative state, which is probably a little less extreme than the rest of what's going on. I mean, I went to Catholic school, and believe me, there were some serious Nazi nuns in my school.
Right.
And they weren't all bad, but the ones that were bad, they were freaking Nazis, man.
I wonder if you share this experience, Joe. Of my friends who like became vehemently atheist and like mad at the church, they're almost right. all Catholics. Like there's something about Catholicism where like if you're raised in it and you don't agree right. with it, it's so like it's so hardcore that like it drives people away really hard, which again, I don't know, you know, it's the church. It should be pretty rigid. It shouldn't be flexible. Like, you know, we shouldn't have what we have now in the Lutheran or Methodist or, you know, Episcopalian thing where it's like, we have our first lesbian bishop performing dog marriages. Aren't we progressive? It's like, no, you're destructive. You're wrong. You are just throwing everything out in baby with the bathwater. So, you know, there's a balance to be made. But to me, it's also kind of like, you know, Mormons have the same thing where, like, they're so strict and they're so intense about their adherence. Jehovah's Witness, same thing, right? It's like the more intense and strict and sort of brutal you are to your own people, people either fully commit to it and they're all in, or it drives them the complete other way. There's no, like, middle ground there. But, I mean, you know, having gone through Catholic school, you know, what was your experience with that? And do you think the rigidity was positive or negative?
I'll let you know as succinctly as I can. I was my family, my grandmom, they were very unarrogant Roman Catholics. So when I went to Catholic school, you know, I got involved in being, you know, different things with the church. But there were a few nuns who tried to attack me. And I know what you're saying about, yeah, in later years, did I just say, you know, the church is trash and it's all BS? There were times when, yeah, I looked at the other side of it, but these two particular nuns, they used to have a passion play at my school at eighth grade, and that was like the big crown gem of the school, the passion play. Mm-hmm. They'd have us play roles all the way through the grades up until eighth grade. And we were standing in line one day for the bathroom, and this one wretched, nasty, skinny, just nasty nun, she came up to me in front of everybody, and she said, yeah, Joe Thomas, you know what? She said, I have a role for you to play in the Passion Play. You're going to play Judas Iscariot, the traitor. Mm-hmm. And I looked at her, and I just said, yeah, Sister Elise, well, guess what? I'm not going to be in your Passion Play. And everybody in line, all of a sudden, everybody bailed out. All the boys in line, all my other, you know, school buddies were like, yeah, neither am I. And what ended up happening is they ended up having to have the seventh grade do the eighth grade Passion Play. And that was like a crushing blow to the school. And there was one other nun where she tried to embarrass me, and so she put a desk in front of the class against the chalkboard facing the class, and she made me sit down. And when I sat in the desk, she turned around and smashed the desk into my kneecaps. And what I did was I got up, tore a leg off the desk, and she just turned around and walked away from the class, and I threw this desk leg in her direction. It actually hit her in the back of her leg. I jumped up. I was already out of the desk. She came running back to me with her finger up in the air, and I just looked at her, and I said, yeah, go ahead. And nothing was ever said about it, Harrison. Like, right. it never went to the principal. It never went to anything. So, yeah, there were times, you know, where I thought, you know, the church is just totally bogus and corrupted.
Yeah. If these are the representatives of the church, then why would I want to have anything to do with it? You're right. I mean, humans will take any power they have and it'll corrupt them, even if it's supposed to be based on something good. So, I mean, it is interesting. And again, you know, this might not be like breaking news that we're talking about here. Of course, it's based on the announcement that the Pope made. And we'll move on to some other news here. And we've got callers about other topics as well. But, you know, I think when we look at the world conflict that's taking place right now, it is very much a spiritual war. And what could be a probably the most powerful bulwark against it being the Catholic Church, and to see it being used instead to facilitate and cooperating with the takeover, the satanic New World Order takeover, is so frustrating, and it speaks to really the human failures of the church to a very, very deep level. So, you know, I think it's worth it to talk about all this And just consider what the hell's going on here. Because clearly the Pope, I mean, my God, what a dirtbag, what a scumbag, what a controlled puppet this man is. And he's on the line right now. He's called in from Coney Island, the Pope. Thank you so much for calling in, Mr. Francis. You're on the air.
Good morning. How are you, Mr. Harrison? God bless you, but not the God you think. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, sir. I must say it's an honor to speak to you.
Yes, I need to let you know, you keep eating the meat. I can't really be friends with you, Harrison. You eat too much meat.
I can't eat meat? I have to eat what, fish on Fridays or something? How's it go again? I can eat beaver, though, right?
Have you tried? Yes, beaver, very good. Have you tried the cricket steak?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're going to have cricket fries at the Catholic Church. Oh. It's not going to be fish fries anymore. It's going to be maggot fries. Oh, maggot fries on Fridays at the church. But you can still eat beaver, because that's how God's laws work, apparently.
It is surreal to actually be living inside the New World Order. It is bizarre to read all their white papers and battle plans from 50, 60, 70 years ago, and now to see it all being implemented. What's truly horrifying is we know what their battle plans call for in the next phase, a 90% forced depopulation of the planet. They have recruited an army of control freaks and pedophiles and scum and criminals of every sort to build their New World Order army. And they have the big private central banks and their funding. They have the corporate media. They have most of the courts. But they don't have our hearts, our minds. And they don't have control of your soul. If we simply realize that God is the answer, reach out to God to give us discernment, to lead God and direct us, we are unstoppable together. Now, InfoWars is under unprecedented globalist attack. I'm quite frankly proud of it, even though it's very daunting. But I know I have the living God inside my soul. I have the power of the overcomer inside of me, and so do you. And we're going to win this if we just continue to resist the tyrants. Not because we hate these evil people, but because we love our children and we love the innocents that are counting on us to stand up and speak out and fight back. Now, the cavalry's here. So many of our best-selling products have been sold out. They've all come back in the last few weeks, and it's bringing in funding that was absolutely essential at this point. So it's a 360 win. Get great products, do amazing things for your immune system, for inflammation, and so much more, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. All three of our toothpaste, back in stock. Super Blue, finally, back in stock, the original. 50% off when you get all three together, 40% off when you get them individually. Then Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, again, for your immune system and inflammation. It's back in stock. And our latest product, Diet Force, with all natural enzymes and ingredients that help speed up your metabolism and help you lose weight naturally. Get them all today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. God bless.
We are now living in the void, sliding towards collapse in the strange space between what we've known and what's to come. And right now, the most important thing to remember is don't panic. Stay calm, because now is the time that we must get our bearings and steer the ship onto a safe, sound course. There is nothing stopping we the people from making our own rules and building our own society. All we got to do is survive the crash. And right now, we still have time to prepare. The world fiat currency system is racing towards zero. It's time to convert it into hard assets now, including food, water, and survival gear to keep us strong and at the ready. Go to preparetoday.com for the essentials. Storable foods, water filtration, first aid, power, and more. At preparetoday.com.
The globalist Great Reset, or the war for the world, is here. But humanity is not being caught flat-footed because of InfoWars and because of your support. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now more important than ever, as we reach the critical heart of the battle, that you spread the word and that you support liberty and that you warn people like you've never done before. We have come so far together. Please help keep us on the air. We're under massive attack right now, but we're going to win with your help. We're going to overcome this with your help and with God's blessing. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get this book. Many, many, many years of research have gone into this. The Great Reset and the War for the World, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also signed copies available as well.
We got a lot of other big projects we're working on that are about to start launching as well, but this is the cavalry because we need the funding and you need this book because it warns the world of the globalist plan. Get The Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com.
We got one more caller about the Pope, and then we'll move on. We have Jason in Tennessee. He's called in about the Pope comments in the Daily Dispatch. Thanks for calling in, Jason. You are on the air, or you will be momentarily. There you are. Thanks for calling in, Jason. Jason from Tennessee, do you hear me? Too slow. All right, we got to move on then. Let's go to Presley in North Carolina. Wants to talk about AI drones. Thanks for calling in, Presley. You're on the air.
Good morning. Doing well.
Doing well, thanks.
So I just wanted to bring an article to your attention.
All right.
On the New York Times website, this is from June of last year, AI drone may have acted on its own in attacking fighters.
Yep.
A United Nations report suggested that fighters in Libya's civil war may have selected a target autonomously.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking about that with Amazon wanting to launch their whole drone delivery service there in Austin. This sounds like a wonderful recipe for awesomeness.
Yeah, I mean, it is crazy. With the amount of news that we cover on a daily basis, things that should be very important are just another, data point in this long trail of data that we're trying to follow. But yeah, last year it was revealed that AI drones were acting on their own accord and going after targets that they decided. They were not being guided by human beings. The targets were not even selected by human beings. They selected themselves. I want to know, what would happen if Amazon released killer drones? I mean, seriously, I know it might sound like sci-fi, but did you see the video we were just watching? We are in the sci-fi world now. I would like to know, what if Amazon just on its own accord started releasing killer drones, maybe in Libya, maybe in some sort of war-torn country? What would governments do to fight back against it? What control over Amazon would it have? Who would be punished for it? Anybody? Would anybody be punished for it? Or would it just be, you can't blame us. The drone did it. The robot did it. Are you going to blame the person who programmed it? Are you going to blame the person who released it? Are you going to blame the person who built the battery to charge it? I mean, who are you going to blame here? Who is really at fault if a drone goes out and kills somebody?
The company?
The company? Sure. But
yeah, Amazon would be held liable.
Would they, though? That's the question.
Yeah.
How?
They would probably seize their assets in the country.
But then,
if they couldn't get any other recourse.
But if Amazon, is basically has nearly monopolistic control of, the entire production and supply chain line, if all the food is delivered by Amazon and all of the healthcare is handled by Amazon.
It's not.
And all of the everything. It rapidly is, though. I mean, it's... If things keep going as they are, Amazon's going to own everything, right? I mean, what is there to stand up against Amazon? And at that point, is the American government more trustworthy than Amazon? I just think it's just a fun little mental game to play. What would happen if Amazon's robot killed somebody? I mean, did the government take over Tesla when a Tesla ran over a pedestrian and killed them?
Yeah, but didn't Tesla handle that civilly?
Perhaps, but
do you know?
I imagine they did. I imagine they would have settled in the same way. I mean, I imagine they have insurance. I guess insurance companies would have covered it. But I don't know. I really don't know. I just think there's a certain point where these companies get so big and powerful. What force is there to stand against it? The government would be the only thing, but they seem only interested in cooperating and contributing to the power of Amazon. And that's it. All right, let's go out to the next phone call. Ray in Knoxville says he wishes we could organize like the left. Thanks for calling in, Ray. You're on the air.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm InfoWars fan here, big time, 24/7, also like a fan in War Room. So you guys are awesome, like Bannon, Jones, Carlson. All these people are like the Paul Revere's. They're lighting the lamps. They're telling us what's going on. They're giving us information, which is crucial. But on this end, it's so hard because we're not organized. God-fearing, wonderful American patriots. We get all this information. We're prepping. We're doing all the things we're supposed to do. But the left, with Soros and all that, they're all organized. So we watch our government. It's just like we're just watching it get worse and worse. This dual justice system, you know, it's like a Trojan horse goes into Washington. It's supposed to be Republican representatives, and they're not. You know, they're all out here siding. And what do we do? My gripe, and it's not really a gripe, it's more like a concern, is that we're not organized. We don't know what to do. I think there's more power here than what we realize, but we just sit and watch it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my question for you, Harrison. What do we do? How do we organize more than just watch the demise of our Constitution and everything else, you know?
Well, the way you do it is by doing it. The way you organize is by organizing. Right. The way that you get people together is by reaching out to people and bringing them together, starting events and inviting people to them. I mean, it's the classic phrase, if you build it, they will come. It's absolutely true. And people, a lot of times, especially in America, I don't know if it's just because we're demoralized or because we've been convinced that we can't organize. But, you know, people think that there needs to be some sort of overarching authority to get everybody together. I'm glad the crew is bringing up this image of the Barton Springs pool swim, because sure, InfoWars has some reach and maybe more reach than the average person, but we didn't need permission for this. Nobody needed to do a lot of work to bring this together. You just send out the call. You just go, if you care about this, be here at this time. And people will show up because people are looking for – everybody's looking for a leader. Everybody's looking for somebody else to organize. Now, it would be nice if InfoWars could be that organizing structure as well, but we have our part to play, and that's really the key here is everybody needs to figure out what part they play, and if you're an organizer, you need to be organizing and getting people together and creating events that look good and sound good and can be popular and to have camera crews there to capture it all and to find outlets that will spread the message and to coordinate with the people who are good at making signs, to coordinate with the people that know video production and know social media and to coordinate with these other people. So, you know, InfoWars is here to try to aggregate news and try to give you the information that you need to then act on, but we can't also be the ones to organize. I know that's not what you're saying, but I know that's how a lot of people feel, and it's how I feel as well. It's like, I wish we could be the ones to organize all this, but if we're doing that, then we can't be the ones who are aggregating and reviewing and going over news. So we have to play our part, and we need other people to play theirs, and then we can cooperate with one another and build on each other's strength and be stronger than the individual parts. And it's funny that you didn't call in about the church. You called in about organizing, but isn't that the perfect answer to the question of how do we organize? It's if only the churches would get involved. If only the churches, from the Catholic Church to the most, you know, out there Protestant church to the Orthodox Church as well. Could these not be the engine of our renewal? Could the churches not be the organizing factor that we need to come together and promote the image of Christ that America was first founded on and get us back?
Fellow Americans, my fellow humans, history has reached an incredible crossroads. We are now deciding the very future destiny of our species. And at the very forefront of that fight against the New World Order and their Great Reset is InfoWars. And as you, the viewer and listener of this broadcast, that have paved the way for a real opposition to the New World Order that has a very good chance of defeating them. Even their own internal documents have leaked, where the top globalists admit they're losing their war for the world and their war to take over humanity. But still, things are neck and neck, and things are very, very close. Ladies and gentlemen, you've done an incredible job spreading the word about InfoWars, the broadcast, the articles, the videos, the special guests we have, our other great hosts. You've done an amazing job praying for us. You've done an incredible job buying the products and financially supporting us so we can support you in this critical fight. That's why I'm asking every viewer and every listener to understand, we have reached the most critical point in our battle against the globalists in our 28-year history. We have major plans in development and major operations that are very close to being launched. We have so many projects that are not known to the enemy that we've been secretly financing, and just a lot of exciting things that have been going on. We only deliver with our information. We only deliver with real results against the New World Order, but we cannot do it without your support. So I'm asking you now, ladies and gentlemen, to not procrastinate and to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, we've got items that you definitely want. Ladies and gentlemen, people have asked me for over 15 years since I wrote my last book to write a new book. And I finally got some of the researchers together and top editors to condense all the known enemy battle plans against humanity into this new book that comes out in August. You can pre-order it right now at InfoWarsStore.com and secure a signed copy as well. We need the funds right now, and you really need this book, especially for your friends, your family, your neighbors, because people are really listening right now and waking up to the Great Reset. Steve Bannon has said it is the most powerful book since the Founding Fathers when it comes to fighting tyranny. He said it's the blueprint of defeating the fourth turning New World Order takeover. I couldn't believe he said it, but it's true. He read the book, and he was blown away. Others that have read the book have been completely blown away. You need to read this book. It is exclusively available through Skyhorse Publishing at InfoWars.com and Amazon and other places. But when I say it's exclusively available at InfoWars.com, that's where you can get the signed copies. Now, that said, this will keep us on air. Plus, it's something every library needs. It's something your friends and family need. It's something that is so important to get. So please order The Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com today. This is the best Great Reset book out there. And there's a lot of amazing ones. And we salute those folks that did it. But we have the most knowledge. We have the most research. And we've put out the most important book to understand the enemy's battle plan against you and your family. The Great Reset, InfoWarsStore.com. Ready for pre-order right now for regular copies and signed copies. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get it. Sold out for more than half a year. Our number one bestseller, all the best vitamins, all the essential minerals, all the key amino acids to boost your immune system, make you healthy and full of vitality. It's back in stock for adults and children. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, discounted InfoWarsStore.com. Then we've got Bodies Ultimate Turmeric Formula, highest level curcuminoid for inflammation, for anti-cancer, for overall health, for immune system. It's back in stock. And our latest product, and I'm overweight from eating too much and having too much stress and all the time, but we got samples of this 3 months ago, and I've lost almost 40 pounds on Diet Force, all natural, incredible, totally works, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and a bunch of other specials right now. We need funding now more than ever. These are great products. Please keep us on air. Thank you so much for your support.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of
Texas, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
In the town of San Antonio, is a fortress all in ruins.
Interesting news coming out today.
You may look in
vain. Ties into some of the stuff that we have been covering earlier in the week. We'll go about back out to your phone calls in just a moment. We'll be joined in the third hour, in about 1 hour, in fact, by Taylor Hansen. Talk about the interview that he had with Marjorie Taylor Greene that has caused all sorts of outrage and consternation from the New World Order as they invoked the specter of Christian nationalism. And you know, nothing is more offensive to Americans than Christianity and nationalism. So, of course, it's been popularly condemned, this idea. But I want to talk about big tech for a second. You know, it's interesting. I've talked a lot, especially recently, about the FBI and the times when I used to work with the FBI on film sets, and there'd be FBI agents there helping to guide it. And we were making movies for the FBI, like training videos for the FBI to show their own agents, to show them the process of how things work. And a lot of it was about playing within the rules, playing within the bounds of the law. And I remember one particular instance, they had reports in the movie, right, the plot of this movie was that they had reports of a guy who was going to do some sort of terroristic action. In the movie, I think it was he was going to try to assassinate a DA that was targeting him. And it was a video, a movie all about sovereign citizens, how dangerous sovereign citizens were and how the FBI would be fighting against the sovereign citizens. It was very awkward for me because I had to make notes. I was going over the script and I was helping to do some of the writing on the script. And I had to make notes like, hey, right here you have the bad guy quoting Thomas Jefferson. I think that's a mixed message that you're sending when you have the bad guy saying the quote about watering the tree of liberty with the blood of tyrants and patriots. It's like, so are you saying that Thomas Jefferson is a bad guy, or are you saying the sovereign citizen bad guy in the movie is actually a good guy because he's following what the founders were saying? It was very confusing. So I had to make these notes, and then they were promptly ignored by the FBI and put into the movie anyway. And one of the occasions where, again, the scene in this movie was teaching the FBI agents how to get information without needing a warrant, parallel construction, they called it. And this was all open, right? The FBI agents weren't shy about this. Like, oh yeah, it's called parallel construction. We do it all the time. It's where, you know, you want to get somebody for this, but you don't have proof of it, so you can't get a warrant for that. And so you find something else that they did, you get a warrant for that. And then once you have the warrant, you go in and find the thing that you actually wanted to get in the first place. So these sorts of workarounds to rules, right? They're still playing within the rules. They're still following the letter of the law, but progressing their cases forward. And so one of the instances of this was they wanted to investigate this guy's social media. And the scene in the movie was pointing out that you can investigate their social media as long as it's public. As long as their Facebook is public and you don't have to sign in, then the FBI can use that as an investigative tool. They can go and look at the Facebook page and see if there's anything on there, threats or anything of the like, that they can then use to get a warrant to maybe then get Facebook to send them information about the stuff that's not public, the messages and the non-public posts and things like that. And I remember sitting there and seeing as they filmed this, and they're looking at this screen, and the characters who are playing the FBI agents are going, yeah, look at this. There's a lot here. There's more than enough here to justify a warrant. And I'm looking at the Facebook page. I'm going, you know, that looks a lot like my Facebook page. That looks a lot like the stuff I post. There's a bunch of Founding Fathers quotes. There's a bunch of liberty or death type of, you know, content being put out. There were like Gadsden flags and that sort of stuff. It was very bizarre sitting there, literally telling an FBI agent, going, you know, that looks a lot like my Facebook page. And yet in this movie, you're saying that this Facebook page makes him a dangerous person and means you can then use warrants to investigate him further because he posts patriotic material on his Facebook page. Doesn't that seem a little weird to you? Doesn't that seem a little counterfactual to you that you would use somebody who posts quotes from the Founding Fathers as evidence that they're dangerous to then go after them? It seems a little strange. Seems a little backwards. Seems like I'm your enemy. Seems like I'm the type of person that you're saying is a danger to this country and needs to be investigated and arrested by the FBI. It's very odd. Very strange indeed. But of course, I think things have gotten a little bit wonky. I think those solid lines that the FBI is supposed to adhere to have all gotten a little bit fuzzy, haven't they? After all, it wasn't the FBI or the American government that asked mainstream media or big tech, that is, to all at once in a singular monolithic move cancel Alex Jones from Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Spotify and every other platform you care to name all at once on a single day. That wasn't the American government coming in and ordering them to do that. That was a decision made by their supranational government, by their silent, shadowy, unelected government that actually makes decisions and enforces them through their corporate agencies instead of their governmental ones. The latest, Gays Against Groomers, has been suspended from Twitter because while they've had the name Groomer in their handle since they were founded months and months ago, it was just this week that Twitter decided actually Groomer is an insult and it's homophobic and it's hate speech, and so you'll be removed. Being a groomer, it's apparently a protected class. Remember yesterday we covered the story in the UK where the police went and knocked on the door and questioned a woman because she was, quote, untoward against pedophiles. She was rude to pedophiles, and so they investigated her for hate speech. You really have to ask the question, when do we get off this slippery slope? When do we interrupt our downward slide and start climbing back up to a place where any of this makes any sense at all? But Twitter is now warning that governments are demanding user info at an alarming rate. Twitter warned Thursday that local, state, and national governments around the world are asking the company to remove content and provide private information of user accounts at an alarming rate. The company said in a new report that it received a record number of legal demands from governments, nearly 50,000 during a six-month period last year. The 47,572 legal demands were for 198,931 unique accounts. The U.S. makes up the majority of the demands for account information, accounting for 20% of the requests per Twitter. Japan, out of all things, had the most requests for Twitter to take down content, the Associated Press reports. Twitter said it complied with about 40% of all requests for user data. They say this is not an isolated event, as Twitter said the number of requests has increased after each reporting period. Similarly, Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, said last year it has seen an increase of government requests for private user data. And again, this is the point of you will own nothing. This is the point of not actually having any property, because they can violate your Fifth Amendment, sometimes without even a warrant. I don't know if any of these requests went through the process that's usually necessary for getting a warrant. It was likely just a request. It was a request from one agency in the government to another in a corporation. Just, hey, would you mind providing us this information? You don't have to, but we would really appreciate it if you did. And of course, the corporation doesn't see its job as safe holding and protecting the information that's being stored or shared on its platforms, but rather it sees itself as another extension of the same globalist scheme that the U.S. government is a part of. So they're partners in this, and they're happy to share that information. No warrant needed, right? If a cop comes and says, hey, do you mind if I look around your car? And you say yes, then they can look around your car. If they come and say, do you mind if I look around your car? And you say, do you have a warrant? Then they have to go through the process of getting the warrant. That's because you own your car, right? That's because you own your house. Now, if you don't own your house and you rent your house, then they don't have to go to you. They have to go to your landlord. And your landlord doesn't care about somebody looking through your stuff. It's not his stuff. It's his house. And so he has a key, so he can give it to the authorities and they can get into your house without needing a warrant because they have permission from the person that actually owns it. So the person that's inside. And this happens all the time. And so that's what's happening here, is that when everything is stored on the cloud, it's not stored on a cloud. It's not stored in the air or in the ether or in some intangible thing. It's stored on somebody else's hard drive. So they own that hard drive. They own that data. They can hand it over to the government whenever they want. This is the great cooperation, the great coordination. It's called the Great Reset, but really it's the great consolidation of power from governments and corporations against you.
We have done incredible things together. The InfoWars family that you are the heart of has changed the world for the better. Humanity's not being hit flat-footed by the globalist takeover. The resistance is exploding all across the world, and it is incredible. So I salute you, and I thank you for your support. You are what they fear most. Populist patriots, not just in the U.S., but worldwide, that want a pro-human future. Our work has never been more important. And InfoWars has never been under greater attack. And we have plans and operations that we know will not just keep us on the air, but make InfoWars more effective than ever. A lot of projects we've been involved in are just now launching, like the book, like Alex's War, and so many other projects that are 3 or 4 months behind, but are about to be rolled out. But those projects could be blown up on the ground, on the launch pad, if we don't get hundreds of thousands of dollars of extra funding every month for the next 6 months at least, because the bandwidth alone at Band.Video is costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars a month, because it's a rebel outpost with 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million views a day changing the world. So again, thank you for what you've done there, but help keep us on the air now more than ever. The Great Reset book, now available for pre-order, also signed copies, InfoWarsStore.com. The Enemy's Battle Plan, absolute must-have, InfoWarsStore.com. Please get it there now. We also have Vitamineral Fusion, sold out for a long time, our number one best-selling product, so good for your immune system. It is back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our newest product, Diet Force. I've already lost 39 pounds on this. Yeah, I was getting really fat. InfoWarsStore.com. You can get all three of our great toothpaste that are fluoride-free for 50% off together or 40% off individually. We need funds now more than ever. Help keep us on the air at this critical juncture, and you're going to see major victory very, very soon. Hell, we're already seeing it. So I salute you. I thank you. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and check out these and other amazing products.
Everybody that's watching this needs to support Alex Jones, needs to support InfoWars and Band.video. You know, the Bible says, let another mouth praise you. I'm going to do that right now. Alex Jones has helped so many people in this industry. You guys have no idea how many people have got their first start, like Savannah Hernandez. How many people have just been put on a launch pad to outer space because of Alex Jones, including myself. I've been given so many opportunities because of this man and because of this platform. And I would probably not even be half of where I am right now if it weren't for Alex Jones. I mean, I've been able to be on podcasts with Alex and Joe Rogan and Timcast, the super Timcast IRL. Listen, what I'm saying is, do not take Alex Jones and Band.video for granted, because you don't know what you have until it's gone. We need to support free speech systems right now. So go check out the store. Go support their store. Go support InfoWars. Leave a donation right now. Don't wait until they're gone.
The globalist Great Reset, or the war for the world, is here. But humanity is not being caught flat-footed because of InfoWars and because of your support. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now more important than ever, as we reach the critical heart of the battle, that you spread the word and that you support liberty and that you warn people like you've never done before. We have come so far together. Please help keep us on the air. We're under massive attack right now, but we're going to win with your help. We're going to overcome this with your help and with God's blessing. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get this book. Many, many, many years of research have gone into this. The Great Reset and the War for the World, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. There's also signed copies available as well. We got a lot of other big projects we're working on that are about to start launching as well, but this is the cavalry, because we need the funding and you need this book, because it warns the world of the globalist plan. Get the Great Reset at InfoWarsStore.com.
Back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls momentarily. I do just want to tie in the story that we were talking about in the last segment, the one we were talking about yesterday. After all, Twitter is warning that governments are demanding user info at an alarming rate, meaning the private information of the Twitter users, which I imagine could be anything from their private messages to their activity to the IP addresses that they use to access the site, just all sorts of stuff, the connections, the, you know, who they communicate with, all sorts of information you can get from somebody who even doesn't use Twitter that much. You can get their phone number and their email and all sorts of good information about that. And of course, if they use it to communicate with other people, then you get a whole network of, you know, information. And of course, we know that Twitter and all of these big tech companies were, of course, founded in their creation from the InQtel CIA computer network. And so big tech has been intricately intertwined with the deep state since its very beginning. Seems like they're sort of going public with that now. Again, it's the great consolidation, the great cooperation. But consider that. In addition to the story we covered yesterday, FBI whistleblowers reveal Bureau leadership is pressuring agents to artificially pad domestic terrorism data to help push Biden narrative. This was Representative Jim Jordan talking about whistleblowers who have disclosed that the FBI leadership is pressuring agents to artificially pad domestic terrorism data. So you can just see how all of this plays together, right? You can see how all of this is a system of cooperation, a system of highly oiled gears working together to drive forward the machine of tyranny, as you have the FBI leadership pressuring agents to fabricate domestic terrorism cases, which essentially means go on Twitter and find people that are saying things that the government doesn't like, complete violation of the First Amendment, and then cooperate with big tech to either take down those posts or get the information about the people, again, in complete violation of the First Amendment. And the only argument against caring about internet censorship for the longest time has been, well, they're private companies and the First Amendment doesn't concern private companies. But when those private companies are acting at the behest of and at the request of the United States government, I think we have a conflict of interest there. And I don't think that little talking point works anymore. Of course, it never should have worked in the first place, since it's supposed to be about the spirit of the law and the spirit of what makes America America and the values that we hold and the things we cherish, like our free speech. These things are not held as important or worth defending by the people that control the largest swaths of our economy, as well as our methods of communication. So it's very troubling, the world that we're entering into. And if we don't fight back now, if we don't stand up now, if we don't reassert our right to speak our minds, our right to oppose our government, our right to be dissidents in the traditional American fashion, then we're going to lose that right. Our rights are not what are written on a piece of paper. They're what you're willing to fight for, to quote David Knight. And with that, let's go out to the phone calls again. We have Jefferson in Virginia, who has a prediction about Biden and his little case of Kung Flu he got there. Thanks for calling in, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison.
Good morning.
Yes, we live in a country where people can be asked, what state is Utah in? And they don't know the answer to that question. And what country is border of the United States? They don't know that question. If we're going to organize resistance, we have to dumb it down. We need a rallying cry that everybody can understand. And it looks like Biden could be gone in less than 2 weeks. If he has a rebound case from the Paxlovid and they try to fix it or save him using Remdesivir, he could be out of office by August 15th.
It's a good
point. Just the treatment could cause his brain to go further down. Than, he could get 25th Amendmented. He could be out of office. So the rallying cry should be Kamala is ineligible. She must step down before she steps up.
You know, you are right. Things do need to be simplified down more. And, you know, I think we need just more we just need more positive pushback rather than negative in most cases. Thanks so much for the call, Jefferson. Let's go to Jordan in New Jersey. Thanks for calling in, Jordan. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. So I just wanted to call. I've called in on the past regarding, you know, the brain neurotechnology. I called in. And I know you have the intellectual curiosity also to point out the program in the Army called JADC2. And this is the Joint Command and Control using 5G and integrating autonomous vehicles. This is also in conjunction with what I've called in the past Alex on, which is the N3 program, which is direct neural interface with basically pilots, which is an intermediate stage, actually, so for them to, you know, record that data and then eventually have a computer basically just reproduce it,
right.
However long that takes. But I think Jason Burmis was hosting the last hour yesterday and pointed out that they have effectively piloted a Black Hawk helicopter autonomously, which has probably been around a long time. But I just want to raise awareness and everybody can look it up. It's very important people you see this. It's the JADC2 program, and you look it up, and it's a complete integration of all the branches of the military. This also ties into the, you know, basically getting rid of most of the manpower in the military through the vaccination program and all the centers and so forth, as well as this domestic terrorist effort, which targets many times members of the military who are patriots and will not fall down on their sword willingly. So I just thought it's a good time to alert everybody to this and to also encourage everybody who does not follow the plan and gets, you know, injected with nanotechnology or what have you, or, you know, lives in a sleep-like state has any scientific and technical knowledge that people marshal their resources now and hone in on the issues that are really confronting us, which is this nanotech revolution, invidiously invading the neurobiology of every human, basically, who gets injected now, as well as the military's purging of all manpower, all patriots, integrating the technology, and then running, basically what probably at some point is going to be what I call a Winter Soldier event, much like the movie. It's a good way of encapsulating, like the last caller said, dumb it down a little bit. If you remember, Robert Redford was in that film, the second Captain America, but had a very interesting component of it where they basically could identify every patriot and have this automated weapon system kill them immediately, right, and then integrate their power and bring in the new empire, whatever it may be, right, the dystopia. So I just want to raise that because they're moving very quickly toward this. I've compiled, as I've mentioned to you last time, evidence of, scientific evidence that they can put whatever they want into these injections, things that can't be seen by normal microscopy, okay, at the nano level, which is interdicting human neurology. And I want to also point out why I'm on this call, because I know you have to move. I know you have a guest coming. Once again, my resource, which is www.coronaized.com, as well as support the Neuro Rights Foundation, which is actually started by a gentleman who was involved with the Brain Initiative, which I talked to Alex about in October of 2021 when I disclosed the N3 program to him, a guy named Raphael Yust, who was involved, who is now outwardly going and trying to get people to understand the danger. And Argentina passed a bill protecting neuro rights. This is how important this is, and people really need to wake up to this because it's going to be hard to convert anybody to anything if their minds are affected, right?
Right. If they've got a chip in their brain that shocks them every time they think something wrong, it's going to be hard to bring them back on the right side. Well, you bring up so many great points. I'm sorry we have to go to commercial break as we end out this hour, but really great call, Jordan, and I was taking notes during it. I hope our audience was as well. So I'll look into everything that you've mentioned this whole time. And one thing to know, I was reading the book called Pentagon's Brain about the foundation of DARPA, and you have to understand the entire concept of computers themselves started and were created and always pursued the stated attempt of recreating, with eventually the goal of replacing, the human brain. Like, it's always been about trying to replicate the processes of the human brain in an attempt to overcome and replace them. So when you hear Yuval Noah Harari talking about that stuff, it's not speculative. They're getting that technology and they're announcing it. They're not talking about fantasy or sci-fi. They're talking about what they're doing right now, and they're letting their compatriots know so they can all get on board with it.
It is surreal to actually be living inside the New World Order. It is bizarre to read all their white papers and battle plans from 50, 60, 70 years ago and now to see it all being implemented. What's truly horrifying is we know what their battle plans call for in the next phase, a 90% forced depopulation of the planet. They have recruited an army of control freaks and pedophiles and scum and criminals of every sort to build their New World Order army. And they have the big private central banks and their funding. They have the corporate media. They have most of the courts. But they don't have our hearts, our minds. And they don't have control of your soul. If we simply realize that God is the answer and reach out to God to give us discernment, to lead God and direct us, we are unstoppable together. Now, InfoWars is under unprecedented globalist attack. I'm quite frankly proud of it, even though it's very daunting. But I know I have the living God inside my soul. I have the power of the overcomer inside of me, and so do you. And we're going to win this if we just continue to resist the tyrants. Not because we hate these evil people, but because we love our children and we love the innocents that are counting on us to stand up and speak out and fight back. Now, the cavalry's here. So many of our best-selling products have been sold out. They've all come back in the last few weeks, and it's bringing in funding that was absolutely essential at this point. So it's a 360 win. Get great products, do amazing things for your immune system, for inflammation, and so much more, all at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock. All three of our toothpaste back in stock. Super Blue, finally, back in stock, the original. 50% off when you get all three together, 40% off when you get them individually. Then Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, again, for your immune system and inflammation. It's back in stock. And our latest product, Diet Force, with all natural enzymes and ingredients that help speed up your metabolism and help you lose weight naturally. Get them all today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. God bless.
Thank you.